Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 21st, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Council 9, Volunteer, reporting. The representatives from AFA, Reserve, and CIC, and the company continued their efforts in the development and testing of the new automation for the negotiated call-in reserve and ready reserve preferencing systems. During the final stages of acceptance testing, the company became aware of an automation issue related to the transferring of call-in reserve data from Unimatic to the new reserve preferencing system. Once this issue is resolved, we will begin parallel testing, a process that will continue throughout the month of July. During testing, as issues arise, all resources are being allocated to resolving these issues as quickly as possible. Understandably, there have been some additional questions on the timeline for implementation of jetway or last segment trades, as well as trip trading via preference. All available programming resources are currently dedicated to the reserve preference system development. The company and AFA remain committed to delivering to flight attendants a product consistent with the terms of the letter agreement and to ensuring this system functions as intended. We will continue to share any further updates about reserve preferencing as they become available and anticipate the company will also share additional updates to flight attendants within 3 weeks. Now that our July scheduled month awards have been posted, we would like to remind reserve flight attendants who were awarded a line with more than 12 days off and did not bid for such a line have the option provided in Section 10D1A4 stating, no later than 3 days prior to the schedule change, the first day of the new schedule month, a reserve who did not bid for but was assigned a line with a number of days exceeding the monthly applicable minimum number of days off, 12, at her, his option, may contact crew scheduling to be assigned additional days of availability and have her, his reserve minimum guarantee adjusted back to 78 hours. The days that will be restored are indicated in the monthly reserve lines with a Z. Not bidding means you may not have included the reserve line number on your bid card, and this would include a reserve block bid. For example, if you bid 1401 through 1427 and are awarded line 1427, which has a 13-day off line, you are not entitled to restoration of days off or the minimum reserve guarantee of 78 hours. For the month of July, the company has offered 13-day off reserve lines at selected domiciles system-wide. There were no reserve schedules with 14, 15, or 16 days off that were offered for July. If you have questions, please contact your local council. United recently announced that they have reached an agreement with Airbus to convert our current order for 25 Airbus 350-900s into the newer Airbus 350-1000s. In addition to converting to the newer aircraft, United has added 10 new firm aircraft orders. These new A350-1000 aircraft are scheduled to begin delivery starting in 2018. Protest activity has swept major cities throughout the world in past weeks. While at no time has there been any information to suggest that any targeting of United operations is occurring, we recommend flight attendants maintain strong situational awareness and should avoid any areas of protest or rallies. Given the unpredictable nature of any demonstration, we should always be mindful of our surroundings while on a layover. Both planned and spontaneous events intended to be peaceful can turn violent at a moment's notice. We have created a helpful resource that we update when general information is available, and you may visit our Safety Crisis Center page for our website for the latest news. Flight attendants wishing to receive a 10% discount on their annual AFA CWA dues must do so before the July 1st, 23rd deadline. If you'd like to take advantage of this option, go to your AFA section of our website and click on the dues payment link. You can also send a check made payable to AFA CWA for $518.40 and mail to AFA CWA, Post Office Box 79797, Baltimore, Maryland 212790797. If you decide to pay your dues in advance and currently are paid by the payroll deduction, you will also need to do the following. Send a request to stop 2012 payroll dues deductions with the July 16th paycheck to United via certified mail. Payroll account manager, United Airlines, P.O. Box 66100, Chicago, Illinois 60666. send a copy of your request to Association of Flight Attendants-CWA AFL-CIO, 1 O'Hare Center, 6250 North River Road, Suite 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. If you have any questions or need assistance, please contact the AFA International Membership Services Office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707, and that's Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, the media reported on the possible expanded use of certain portable electronic devices in flight. The Association of Flight Attendants-CWA has been part of the Air Aviation Rulemaking Committee, the ARC, which is tasked with providing detailed recommendations on the expanded use of personal electronic devices, PED, in the aircraft cabin. As a member of the ARC, AFA is committed to ensuring that any expanded use of PEDs is based on the principle that the safety of flight will not be adversely affected. AFA supports technical innovation, but our first priorities are the safety and security of flight, as they are for the FAA, other aviation stakeholders, and the traveling public. The proposal to allow the use of PEDs during critical phases of flight still requires extensive review and safety testing, if recommended by the PED-ARC and ultimately adopted by the FAA. The committee plans to offer their final recommendations to the Federal Aviation Administration in September. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.